The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. With me today is Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's course in Health Informatics and Analytics at International Medical University. And we're here today to talk about digital health. Now, let's start off with the field of digital health. Can you maybe explain to us what exactly is digital health?
Basically, digital health is the application of digital technologies to healthcare. Digital technologies refer to computer science, but also what we call information and communication technologies. More specifically, we are looking at artificial intelligence or AI and data analytics.
So why is digital health an important and growing field?
Digital health is about making healthcare more effective, safer, faster, and cheaper. For example, it helps medical doctors analyze patient data and predict their response to certain treatments or devices, the risk of developing a specific disease, and the prognosis for a given condition. AI is also a useful tool to help radiologists analyze medical images and detect diseases and abnormalities such as tumors. It can also help surgeons pinpoint precision with robotics aid. For medical studies, AI is crucial for epidemiologists and researchers in analyzing COVID-19 data at the moment and predicting its evolution and spread. Another application concerns patient data management, but it's also a very important one. To make it easier, safer, and cheaper through electronic health records, a medical doctor would be able, for example, to gain quick access to all necessary medical information pertaining to a patient in case of an emergency, for example.
So what is the future potential for digital health?
Commercializing a new drug costs around $2 to $3 billion on average. It's a huge cost. One of the reasons is the difficulty of finding the good molecules, in fact. And now researchers estimate that the number of molecules that could be turned into potentially life-saving drugs is above 1,000. You need machine learning algorithms because they can explore large databases of existing molecules and their properties. So this could make it faster and cheaper to discover new drug candidates. And finally, it's a genetic medicine. Thanks to new classes of drugs that can be tailored to a person's genes, there are now chances for a genetic fix. That would be useful for very rare diseases which are caused by a specific DNA mistake. And new medicine might take the form of gene replacement, gene editing, antisense, which is a sort of a molecular eraser, which erases or fixes erroneous genetic messages. All these treatments have in common that they can be programmed using artificial intelligence to correct or compensate for inherited diseases.
Thank you very much. I've been talking to Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's course in Health Informatics and Analytics at the International Medical University. I'm Simi Boon, and this is BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.